Happy Friday, everybody. We're the Junkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Happy August Friday. 15th, 2025. You're getting ready to go to North Carolina.
Yeah.
Did you pick up your Surfside?
I did. I went to Bobby Blicky's house yesterday.
Nice. Get prepped up.
I picked up the cooler. There's that white cooler, the same one Bickle has.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
And then I picked up a beach chair. My wife wanted the beach chair, and he gave me a bunch of other stuff. It was very nice. Beach towels.
I might have to make a trip over there. Right?
Beach towels and this and that and
Good to go.
Yeah. He's a good dude.
Does he basically have a merch shop at his house?
In his garage. It's basically all boxes of merch.
Wow. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. They're
promoting the brand.
Yep.
Hey, he gave me one of the first packs a couple years ago, and he told me that he was still working for his old company. He told me, I'm making this move after being with his previous company for 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like he's made the right move.
I think so. They're blowing up.
He's killing it.
Hey, we got two games tonight. Two games that are you interested at all in the other preseason games. You've got Titans, where you get to see the number one pick take on Michael Penix Jr. and the Falcons.
Yeah.
Went viral that they misspelled his name, which is probably inevitable. You botched the X for the S.
He got into a fight in their joint practice. Penix did. I'm not sure who with.
Like a D lineman or something?
I'd have to go back and look to see who it was, but he was scrapping a little bit.
So. Right. Those things pop up a little bit. I saw the Bengals had one because Burrow got hit. You're just not supposed to hit the quarterback.
You're not supposed to, yeah.
So maybe when they accidentally hit him or whatever, the offensive line jumps in and it becomes a little spat.
Yeah, that could have been it.
But you got Chiefs Seahawks. That's a 10 o'clock game.
I mean, if I'm not doing anything, I would rather probably watch that than most things. But yeah. I'm not going to play my day around any of those things.
No, well, yeah. Look, it's 7 o'clock at night. It's 10 o'clock at night. Those are the two games.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure if they're – okay, NFL Network is carrying them. Mm-hmm. I was going to say I'm not sure which network was carrying them. NFL Network has the two preseason games tonight.
Yeah.
Of course, the Commanders play on Monday night. I was invited to go on Monday night. I think I'm going to go.
You are.
Oh, wow.
I'll just go for the first half.
All right. Is it, and where is this one?
It's here.
It's here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Quinn did say that some starters will, he didn't mention what starters would play or how much they would play, but you will see some starters.
But my daughter's back from Greece, Kelsey. So she went on the trip to Switzerland and Italy with us. And then when we flew back, she flew by herself to Greece. And was in Greece for 4 nights, and now she's here for roughly 2 weeks. She wants to go see the movie that you were going to go see.
Oh,
Weapons.
Weapons, yeah.
So we'll probably go see that this weekend.
Good.
Hang out a little bit.
Let me know how it is.
And then she's a big Commanders fan, so go Monday night, go for a half with my kids, and then bolt.
What's the date of the Commanders? Is this the Commanders-Ravens game you're talking about? No, or a different one?
Talking about the Monday night preseason.
Commanders Bengals is Monday night.
Okay.
Yeah. The second preseason.
And then they play the Ravens Saturday.
On the 23rd.
Yeah, they play them on Saturday.
Because they had that joint practice that was supposed to happen in between. It was canceled yesterday.
Yes, that was.
I'm just trying to follow it all. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
We're getting there. August 15th.
Yeah, we get to see Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and not Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
No, not Terry. Yeah.
Probably all cameras. Well, does Terry show up for the preseason games? Will he be on the sideline? Probably, right?
Was he there in? He wasn't there in New England, right? I don't think he was there.
I don't think so. Home game, would he be there for the sidelines?
He was there for the burgundy and gold scrimmage or whatever.
Remember? Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean,
I'm sure all cameras will be on him, trying to see if he talks to Ja'Marr Chase before the game.
get some tips. There's not much he can do.
I would assume that the Bengals offensive starters are going to play.
Yeah. Four guys still holding out. Hendrickson, Micah Parsons, Hayward, and McLaurin.
All holding in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Juwan Jennings kind of doing that too with San Francisco.
Right.
Okay. Didn't know that.
He wants
to be number five.
He wants a new deal. I mean, he's not as big of a name as those other guys, but
We'll see. Everyone keeps saying, I know John Keim keeps putting out the number, 28. That's a number, if they could get to that number, that he thinks that that could be a number that neither side would be happy with, but it would be a number that could get a deal done. I'm not convinced that the Skids are going to go there, especially when you hear the comments that we're going to go into later where other execs talk about how, you know, Adam Peters can be a very difficult guy to negotiate with. He gets kind of locked in. So, I don't know, man. I think Terry might be, you know, screwed, relatively speaking. Might have to get out there and just play.
Yeah, we'll see.
Play for what you signed for and prove your worth. Prove it all over again.
Yeah, or, you know, once they get past the final preseason game and there's 2 weeks to go until the regular season, the deadline forces some action.
You know, I did see Nikki, and I tried to find it again. It showed up on my, I hate when I'm on the For You on Twitter, you know, because that's not really what I want. I want the ones that I follow, you know. And Nikki had tweeted something like, let me see if I can find
Nikki Javala now with The Athletic.
Yes, she said something to the effect, I don't know when she tweeted, maybe it was an older one. But she said something to the effect of, I'm beginning to admit that they have, maybe it was a fake tweet. I don't think so, though. But I'm trying to find it. That I have to admit that they have some issues, like more than what she thought. And I don't know where that came up. I'm trying to look on her timeline here because now I pulled it up.
They've got some issues regarding
the Ben Sandig podcast, and she was tweeting someone who she believed took her out of context. We'll get into it later.
You have it on the on the headline. You have it on here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I see you have it at 9:25. But she did tweet it though. She it was just a response to someone.
Yeah,
on
she
her tweet.
Believes she was taken out of context. We can dive into it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to.
There's definitely. I can tell you, I'm getting apprehensive as the season is approaching. Just with the Terry being unsettled, that situation, you know, I do think he'll be there, but it's just unsettling and, you know, it's not ideal. And then, you know, just the fact that the early reports are the offense as a whole just not hitting its stride. And I think it's all tied in, obviously. But,
well, look, if you're going to get to see Jaden Daniels,
nervous, I'll be honest,
on Monday night against the Bengals, who he torched, by the way, in week 3.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Then you'll get an idea. If he has good first series, you'll be okay.
Joe Burrow torched Washington as well.
Yes.
But you're right. That was a fun game to watch.
Yeah, that was.
It was all offense.
I don't want to say it was his coming out party because people knew about him before. He was the number 2 pick in the draft, won the Heisman Trophy, but that was his first big game.
So
in the
are
NFL.
The Nats on a 2-game heater? Is that correct? Have they won 2 in a row?
Because they won 2 or 3
before,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then
Dylan Cruz, 1 for 3, had a stolen base, I believe.
Got his average up to 199.
Is that what he's at?
That's what he's at.
Yeah.
I know he's been out and everything, but it's kind of jarring, man.
Yeah, because they beat Kansas City in the last game of that series and then beat the Phillies.
Right.
Philly, Bryce Harper and the boys in town for 4 games. And, you know, the Phillies got 5-game lead in the NL East, so it's but they've lost 3 straight. So, yeah, it's a big series, definitely for Philly.
Batting average is not what it used to be, B.
I know no one cares.
You know who leads the majors in batting average?
Oh, my God. No, I wouldn't have.
Probably Judge.
Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Which is remarkable.
He's spectacular.
38 home runs hitting .333. Yeah. But how many guys are hitting above .300 that are qualified?
10, 12.
Looks like 8.
Okay.
8.
Yep.
That's it. In Major League Baseball hitting .300. Vlad Guerrero, Freddie Freeman are hitting .300. So they're barely hitting .300.
Well, that's why Aaron Judge is so spectacular, because he's a power guy. You know, it's all about power now and how hard you hit the ball and how quickly you can hit the ball out. And the fact that he's one of those guys that, you know, hits 40 to 50 homers, and he also leads the majors in batting average. That's crazy. That's why he's won 2 MVPs and might win his 3rd. Hey, let's say hello to Matt and Mike behind the glass.
They're going out tonight.
They're having a big night. Did you?
You guys want to talk about that now, or are you waiting till later to talk about that?
Oh, I don't think it's a big deal. I mean,
this is kind of like your new thing, though, right?
Well, we do what we can to get together,
do a little bonding
whenever one's schedule is free, and it's almost like a mini appearance.
Yeah,
we're going out representing the Junks. We'll be at Open Road tonight.
In Reston.
Hanging out in Reston. So you want to come up and say hi to Drabby? Go for it.
So Matt and Mike will be at Open Road Distillery. I'm guessing around 7-ish.
Yeah. Somewhere around there.
Yeah, around 7, 7:30.
Okay. All right. So they'll be hanging out.
Were you supposed to secure something for them yesterday, or are you just trying to grease the skids so they could get treated well?
We took it. We took care of it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. He alerted ownership. That we're going to be there.
All right. So that's good.
I'm actually going to be with the owner tonight at another restaurant. Their Open Road owner, Matt Carlin, who owns Metropolitan Hospitality, is opening up another restaurant in Roslyn called Lock It, which is at the street level of a hotel/residency run by Hilton. It's supposed to be nice. So I'll be with them in Roslyn while the boys are in Reston at the Open Road Distillery.
We got two appearances. We have battling appearances.
Yeah, we do. Right.
Thanks for hooking it up, Bish.
Actually, thank you. No problem. And then I believe, I don't know, Matt, do you want to announce on Saturday what you're doing?
Oh, I'm doing a brunch on Saturday at Open Road. It's an Open Road weekend.
He's going to Open Road.
This was already inked before our night out tonight.
Yeah.
What's the brunch?
It's a birthday brunch.
For you?
No. Well, yes, but. Me, Jack, and RP basically all have birthdays within a week of one another.
Oh, okay.
And we all do a get together. They all bring their wives and their girlfriends.
Oh, so it's a whole thing?
It's a whole thing.
Very cool. So do you guys do like foofy drinks for brunch and all that?
No, I mean, I'll have
a
beer.
What do girls do? Don't they do like
mimosas or Bellinis?
Yeah.
At 1 o'clock means it's okay to have a beer.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll have a beer and the brunch burger. Fabulous.
Will there be ladies at the brunch, or is that just the boys?
No, there will be ladies.
Yeah, there will be ladies. Okay.
And I'm going to be in Richmond for AWOD's Football Fest, 6 p.m. at River City Roll. Maybe I'll bowl a little bit. Why not? If I'm going to be in a bowling alley.
Love bowling. Do you know, though, right now, I have my own ball. I've had it since college. I don't know where it is right now. If you told me right now, you got to get you. We're going bowling, boys.
It's got to be in your garage, right?
Yeah, but I have so much S in my garage. Like, it would be really hard to find.
Yeah, thin that out.
No urgency. I just have zero urgency to do that. I don't know. I don't know where my bowling ball is now that you mentioned that. I'm kind of distraught. I got Drabby a bowling ball. I don't even think he ever cut the holes in it.
No, I told you I cut the holes in it, but that's about it. I don't know if I've bowled with it since I cut the holes in it.
But I'm telling you. You will bowl much better when you have the holes cut to your hand.
Here's what happened. Bowling is not as romantic as you remember. It was all the bowling alleys were required by these like big corporations, and it's $90 to go bowling.
I know that.
I just can't do that. I want the burning cigarettes.
Yeah, you got to go to an old one. You can't go to bougie.
There's no old ones. They're gone. Everything was acquired by Bolero. And it's all the...
It's all fancy. The
wooden lanes are leaning like right to left.
So you're telling me if you go to like College Park or you go to some of these...
I don't know about Nubs, Maryland.
Older neighborhoods. Yeah, if you go to a new neighborhood, no.
I don't know if there's any in Northern Virginia.
Has to be like in Herting Herndon or something. Like there has to be an old spot.
Herting Herndon.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they're gone.
The new spots where you guys all have your fancy townhouses and everything. Yeah.
Eric, look it up. Bowl America, all those places with the dim lights and the...
Yeah, like with this...
Was it AMF Lanes?
Yeah, those spots.
They're no more.
They're cooked.
So, hell, what's the place we went 5 years ago? That place is gone in Fairfax.
Yes, pretty sure.
You're sure? No way. That place did too well, too much business.
I know.
Listen, I understand that they have the fancy bowling alleys. I get it.
Yeah.
But they also have the old... Essers too.
Yeah, is that one still in College Park on Route 1?
What was
that?
It has to be. I mean,
what was that place
there.
Called? Can't remember.
I don't know.
College Park Bowling or something.
Like in Riverdale. You know what I mean? Like,
don't muddy the waters. I'm going to be at River City Roll in Scott's Edition in Richmond for AWOD's Football Fest tomorrow. I'm not sure if Drabby, you'd gone the first couple of years, but you said the 6 p.m. start may have.
No, I'm going.
You are going.
Me and the twins. So there you go. Yep.
Double Junkies appearance. Drabby, JP, going to be with AWOD for his Football Fest in Richmond. So if you listen to us on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, stop by, say hello, hang out. We're the Junkies. Be right back.